I had to chat to this gentleman in front of me right now because we didn't do this at the awards ceremony, but if there was a man who deserved best dressed male at the Hogan Lovell year-end event, Mr. Osborne Molatuwa, you would get it hands down. Heads down.
Thank you, and I take that as a positive compliment.
It is absolutely a positive compliment. Please, you have to describe the thought behind the outfit today.
Yeah. So one of the things that I do is I take functions very seriously. They come once in a while, and if there's a theme, and I immediately take into account the cost that goes into organizing that function, you know, the thought behind the theme put up by the organizers, etc. And I said, why not just oblige?
Yes.
I mean, here it was just an all white with a bit of a green. What is it that is so difficult for me as a partner that I shouldn't lead by example and just comply?
With the green, there's a glittery green tie, there are green suspenders, even green and white socks. Yes, sir.
Yebo.
You are rocking it today.
Yebo, it's but island. It's more of Celtic.
But
I
see as well why you're a partner. Your brain works in a different way. Already you were saying, okay, what does the event cost? What are we doing? What's my impression? What's the team going to be like? Is that how you think in your daily role as a partner?
Indeed. Whatever I want to do for a day, those are the things that I take into account. And the impact of that which I want to do for that day. I mean, there's cost implications on everything we not only do, but say, or even when you report for duty, you greet, you know, you ask your staff to do certain things, etc. So those are the things that I take into account. Yeah. You know, I try and have more than one thought process. Mm. Just, you know, have more than one and think about other things in terms of the actions that I'm about to take. Yeah.
What do you love most about working at Hogan Lovell?
I think it's the exposure to bigger clients, corporate clients, you know, the leverage that we have as team members, you know, the fact that you are able to penetrate a particular client in a particular sector, say health, pharmaceutical, automotive, energy, you name it. That's the advantage that we have, and that's what I enjoy most. Instead of me just having to have a bit of a headache to say, where do I start? You know, do I have the capability to approach this big client on my own, the state-owned entity, this government department, etc.? Whereas if I have a brand of Hogan Lovells behind me, it gives me that courage to actually go in and hit it with the intention that I want to achieve in the end. Yeah.
And talking about that intention, what is your intention for 2019?
Truth be told, my intention for 2019 is to grow my practice, my individual practice, and secondly, the department practice, and thirdly, to make our firm the number one choice in South Africa and beyond.
No easy task, but you are the man to make it happen. Mr. Osman Molatuwa, thank you so much for chatting to us.
It's my pleasure.
You go, as the hashtag says today, you go and you kickstart the dance floor in that outfit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.